Can you point to your pancreas? And do you actually know what it does? Well, pancreatic cancer kills 22 people a day in the UK, yet when people talk of cancer, they rarely think of it. Much of the funding into this country goes to breast, lung, bowel cancer. The disease is one of the hardest to diagnose, and doctors admit they still know comparatively little about it. In Pancreatic Cancer Month, the charity Pancreatic Cancer Action is calling for more money to be given to research of this particular type of cancer, which affects 8,000 people in the UK. Let's talk first to Ali Stunt, who founded Pancreatic Cancer Action and is one of the rare survivors of the disease. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, first of all, Ali, about your experience of the disease?
Yes, so I was diagnosed just over 6 years ago now, at the age of 41. And I hadn't heard of pancreatic cancer at all before I was diagnosed. And I experienced symptoms that were upper back pain that was radiating round to the front. I had indigestion-type symptoms. I had a change in bowel habit. I had pain on eating. And I was starting to lose weight without actually trying. And I went backwards and forwards to my GP, who diagnosed all sorts of things, from irritable bowel syndrome to other sort of tummy upsets and other sort of gastritis type things. And but I was not getting any luck from visiting the GP, so eventually the pain got so much that I took myself to A&E, and shortly afterwards I was diagnosed with a mass on my pancreas.
How did you manage to beat the disease?
Well, I was lucky. I was one of the only 10% of patients who were diagnosed in time for a surgical procedure to remove the tumour. And my cancer hadn't actually spread away from the pancreas to other organs in the body. So I had radical surgery, followed by combination chemotherapy, followed by chemo radiotherapy. And that's why I'm still talking to you today. But predominantly it's because I was diagnosed in time for that surgery to be available for me.
Why are the outcomes then so poor?
Most patients, unlike myself, are diagnosed when their disease has already spread to other parts of their body, sometimes the liver, sometimes the lungs. And then the surgery is not an option for them. And unfortunately, chemotherapy drugs, sometimes they're not terribly effective. It doesn't offer anybody a hope of a curative option at that stage. So that's why the survival rate is so low. Currently, we're talking at sort of in England, we're talking around about 4%. In other parts of the country, or the UK, sorry, that's slightly lower. But it's still incredibly poor, and it's that late diagnosis which is the issue.
Do you think it's shocking that it receives less than 1% of funding available to other cancer charities?
Oh, absolutely. And if to put that into context, breast cancer received about £42 million in 2012. Pancreatic cancer, although it's the fifth leading cause of cancer death, received only £5.2 million. And considering the disease burden that it has in being the fifth leading cause of cancer death in the UK, as you mentioned before, 22 people a day will die from the disease, it is shocking that not enough money is put into trying to work out either the more curative options or for some more research into trying to find an early diagnosis tool. We don't have a test for pancreatic cancer. There's no blood, urine or serum test that we can use to quickly diagnose people in clinic. So we urgently need that. So we urgently need more funding.
Ali Stunt from Pancreatic Cancer Action, many thanks for that. She's the founder of that organisation. It's about raising...